60 of marriage, so I will be 100 years. Yeah, it's possible. With God, it's possible. We are talking about Holy Spirit. This subject is very, very important for the church today. And you have to know that without Holy Spirit, the church cannot be alive. And so many churches who don't have Holy Spirit, it's very difficult for them to do the will of God. And at the beginning of this year, Paul started to talk about Holy Spirit. The first meeting, it was very wonderful because he tried to explain so many things. And so many weeks we was talking about Holy Spirit. And last time, Graham came here to teach us about the baptism of Holy Spirit. And for so many Christians, it's very difficult to know when they have been filled with Holy Spirit. Someone can tell you that, I believe in Jesus today. But if you ask him, when did you feel that you are filled with Holy Spirit? It's very difficult for so many people to say it. But anyway, I would like to tell you who is here, that the Holy Spirit is dwelling in you. How can you know it? How you can know that the Holy Spirit is dwelling in you? I think that you can find it in the Bible. So, please can you to put for me a verse on the screen, but today we came late. I don't know if Steve is not here. I don't know if someone can do it for me, because sometimes I can give some verse. We'll read in the Bible. This is the first verse we are going to read, that just to ensure you that you have Holy Spirit. And you can know it if you believe in Jesus. And for me, I think that everyone who is here believe in Jesus. And if you don't believe, so this is the time for you to give your life to Jesus. And when you believe, so there is something which will happen in your life. First, you will be child of God. As is written in the book of John, chapter 1, verse 12. Is it through Jesus, when we believe in him, we become children of God? You are not child of God because you have been born in the Christian family. For my childhood, I used to go to church. No, it's not because you are going to church. I'm a child of God because I used to give offering to church. No, it's not because of your offering. Oh no, I used to give my tithe every month. No, it's not because of your tithe. But you become child of God if you receive Jesus in your life as a Savior. This is the first thing you have to know. You cannot belong to the God family if you don't believe in Jesus. This is the first thing you have to know. And now, the gift of Holy Spirit is given to you when you believe in him. Then we can read this verse first. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the Son of God, even to them that believe on his name. So if you believe in him, in Jesus, the light of God come into your heart, and you become child of God. The same with Holy Spirit. This is what people forget. The same with Holy Spirit. You cannot receive Holy Spirit if you don't believe in Jesus. So I think that for this, we'll read now in the book of John. We'll read chapter 7 and verse 38. John 7, 38. But my subject today, we are talking about the power of anointing. The power of anointing and the work of Holy Spirit in our life. But I just start with this verse that can help us to understand that everyone has Holy Spirit. He that believed on me, as the scripture had said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And now, verse 39, what the Bible says, 39, but this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. If you believe in him, you have to receive Holy Spirit. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. This is what he spoke to his disciple. He said that you will receive the power of Holy Spirit when you will be glorified. It means that Jesus, when he was with them, it was very difficult for them to understand that they have Holy Spirit within them. And we as a Christian today, you don't need to feel, oh no, I feel now some power around me. I feel like Graham was telling us last time that I was expecting that something can happen, but nothing happened. What he was saying last time, nothing happened. But you as a Christian, this is the scripture you have to put in your heart. If you believe in Jesus, the Holy Spirit is given to you as a gift. And now, there's a difference. We have to know that sometimes we hear some teaching, some people say that, oh, even people who are outside of the church, they have Holy Spirit. No, they don't have Holy Spirit. They have human spirit, but they don't have the Holy Spirit. And this is not coming from me. It's coming from Scripture. We'll read it in the book of John 16. I think that's John 14, and we start from 16. It's not Emmanuel who is saying it, but is the Bible say that Jesus said that I will pray, and my Father will give you 14, verse 16, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. When Holy Spirit come within us, is not for the short time. That's why they say, why they say that forever. If you look in the Bible, in all the covenant, the Holy Spirit was not staying forever inside man. You can see it in the book of Number 11. When they took the Spirit which was on Moses, they took the Spirit, they put it on 70 people who have to judge people of Israel. And the Bible said that it was for the short time. After that, the Holy Spirit was taken off from them. And the Bible said that there was only two people who was prophesying in this camp of Israel. Only two. That's why here they said that the Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. The Holy Spirit, when he comes inside us, he is the person. He is God. He's inside us forever. God never forsake his children. He is with us. He is Comforter. I think that I will talk about the Comforter later, but you can read now 17. What is the verse 17 said to us, John? Verse 17. Even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. That's why I said that not is not outside, but is in the church. The world cannot receive because it set him not. Neither know it him, but ye know him, for he dwelt with you and shall be in you. The Holy Spirit with you and the Holy Spirit in you. If you are a child of God, if you believe in Jesus, all the time you have to know that the Holy Spirit is with you. To be with somebody is not to be in, it's different. It's have to be aside you. Sometimes when you are doing something, don't think that you are alone. You have to understand that the Holy Spirit is with you all the time. Even somewhere where there is not people, you think that you are alone. No, God is there, is with you. And the Holy Spirit, when He comes inside us, He comes to help us. This is what I will explain about the Comforter for so many versions, how they are talking about the Comforter. There are six words. We'll talk about them today. But the work of the Holy Spirit when He is inside us, there is the first step, the step we call anointing. The anointing, if you see in all the Testament, the anointing was not for everybody. The anointing, it was not for every children of Israel. No, the anointing was for the king, the anointing was for the prophets, and the anointing was for the priest. Three persons in the Old Testament should receive anointing. Not everybody in the camp or in the among people of Israel. No. You are a child of God, but you don't have anointing to talk about God. This is what happened in the Old Covenant or all the Testament, it was like that. The king, because he had to lead people, and the prophet was like a spokesman of God. He had to receive message and to give it to people. And the priest is the one who should go in the Holy of Holy office in the house of God. No, everybody have to talk with God. And their roles was very, very hard. Nobody can go in the presence of God at that time. If you read it well in the Bible, if someone is going in the presence of God, the Holy of Holy, they have to put some kind of robe on your leg and to put some kind of, bell. When you go inside, if you feel that there is something happening in the Holy of Holies, you have to... or if you go inside there, they see that you are not coming out, they pull you with the rope. But today, because of Jesus, everyone can be in the presence of God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Everyone can go in the presence of God. The Holy Spirit is the gift for the church, for children of God, a big gift. And salvation is the gift of the world. Salvation is not only for Christians. No, we are all already saved. But the salvation is for all old. Only the Holy Spirit is the gift for the church. But salvation is the gift of the world. So, now this anointing make difference between children of God. If today you want to make difference, you can ask God the anointing as well. To say, God, I need you now to anoint me. And if you ask it, it's possible. If anointing is upon you, you can do, you will be able to do what man cannot do. It's possible as a Christian. You know what he said that if you believe in me, you can, if you have faith, if you believe in Jesus, you can talk to the mountain. Mountain, move from there. If you believe in Jesus and you have faith, it's possible to do what man cannot do. The problem is, we have to understand the word of God. There was explaining us, it was a thing that Bunke, Renard Bunke, who was talking about this example. He said that one day, one man read in the Bible, if I believe, I can talk to the mountain move from there. And he got to his windows. He said, oh, I'm a Christian. And he opened out the windows, said, you, mountain, I'm talking to you, move from there and go to the sea. And he said, it will be very hard for me to see how it will happen. He closed the windows. And he go back there. He said, I will come to see you later. And after some minutes, he come there. He opened the windows. Oh, I knew that he cannot move. I knew. He saw the mountain was still there. He said, no, I knew that the mountain cannot move. But the mountain, what the Bible is talking to us, when we are anointed by the Holy Spirit, you have faith and believe in the word of God. This is the first thing that the anointing of Holy Spirit is doing in us. To believe in God's word, word of Jesus. And I think that you can find it in the book of 2 John, verse 20. We'll read 20 and we'll read again 27. What the Bible said to us. 1 John. First John, Second John, verse 20. I said that chapter 2. This is First John. First John 2 and 20. First John. But ye have an unction from the Holy One. Your unction. Today you don't need to be the king of Israel, but your unction is coming from the Holy One. And you know all things. And verse 27. Verse 27. But the anointing which ye have received of him abides in you, and ye need not that any man teach you. You don't need someone to come to tell you that you have anointing. You don't need it. If you believe in the word of God, just believe that you have anointing upon you. This is what so many Christians don't understand. They think that someone who is coming, maybe from America, he has very big ministry there. The church of 2,000 people is the one who is filled with Holy Spirit. And if I tell him that me here, I have anointing, he said, no, I don't think that Emmanuel has it. When I say that, no, Paul has the anointing, he said, no, we don't believe. But if you see someone who is coming, who has the church of 5,000 members, and they say that, this is the person, he's filled with the Holy Spirit. No! You have to know that the Holy Spirit is within you. And you have anointing. You don't need to be prophet. You don't need to be the king or priest. But you have to know that at this time, God has made the church, this generation, we are the generation of the priest of God. Everyone can say something about God. Everyone can receive message from God. There's not a limitation for the Holy Spirit if you believe in Jesus. He said that, but the anointing which ye have received of him abides in you, and you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, you shall abide in him. We have to abide in him because Jesus is inside us. The Holy Spirit is with us. You know, in the Bible said that if you abide in his word, and his word abide in you, ask everything you need, it will be given to you. This is the first principle if you want to receive something from God, to abide in his word. If you abide in his word, the Holy Spirit is inside you. We have to understand it. This is written in the book of John 15 verse 7. If you abide in the word of God, and the word abide within us, we can ask everything we need. This, when they say that everything is everything. Someone said that, oh, do you believe that God can give someone, like someone asking me like that, do you believe that God can give someone plane, for example? If they ask you this kind of question, what can you say? Say that, no, this is very big. I think that you'll answer like that, this is very big. But for me, I will say, yes, God can give. But you have to know what you are doing for you to get the plane. Don't wait in your compound that God give me plane, and you see the plane which was passing there and following you because you're praying. No. If you are in a business, you are doing something that you can get this plane, God will give you it. But you don't have any business. You are doing nothing. You are praying day and night, God, give me plane. No, you will not get it. I'm telling you the truth. You will not get it. It's not because you don't have the lack of faith. No, you can have faith, but you will not get it. Because you are not doing nothing. So, it means that we have to act. We have to act when we need to receive something from God. I'd like to go very fast today, because always, sometimes I say that, no, I will not talk too much, but it's still coming inside me. Today I will just give now the work of anointing. When we have anointing, we can see it in the book of Luke, I think that is chapter 4, and you can read verse 18. We'll see what anointing, if you have the anointing of God, what should you do? We'll see this quickly, and we'll go now to Comforter, because I told you that we'll talk about Comforter. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. This is the first thing, to preach the gospel. If you have, you are filled with Holy Spirit. If you have this anointing, it is not for yourself. That's to say that I'm a believer and I have anointing, when you are not doing nothing. There are so many people who are dying outside who don't know God. But if you have anointing, you can do the first thing. to preach the gospel to the poor. You will feel inside you the fire. You see what happened at the day of Pentecost when people, disciples received the Holy Spirit. It was fire upon them. And they don't say that it was like fire, but they say that there was the flame of fire upon them. And the Bible don't say that there was afraid about the fire. And someone maybe will say that, is it possible today to see the fire within us as the children of God? It's possible to see this fire. And the fire will push us to do something for God. You'll feel fire in your heart. I would like to find one verse. It has to be in book of... We'll come back to this one. Sorry, John. We'll come back there. But I just want to say something about Jeremiah 20. It has to be verse 9. When they said that, when I said that I will not talk about the name of God, it looked like the fire burning my heart. You can find it in, I don't know if it's... Then I said, I will not... Oh, thank God. Then I said, I will not make mention on him. If I decide, I said, no, I will not talk about Jesus to anyone, nor speak any more in his name, but his word was in mine heart as a burning fire shot up in my bones. This is the fire. If I say that I will not talk about Jesus, no, I'm not a preacher. No, I don't know. I don't like anybody to know that I'm Christian. And Jesus said that if you are ashamed about me, I feel ashamed for you in the kingdom of my Father. If I say in my mind that I will not mention the name of God, the fire is still working today. Everywhere you are, you have to feel this fire burning in your heart. If you see someone who doesn't know God, you say, no, I have to talk about God. How many of us, they are now teaching poor people? Poor people is those one. It's not people who are coming from Africa, no. Amen. Because sometimes poor people are maybe in Asia, somewhere. Poor people is those one who don't know God. Someone who doesn't have the knowledge of God is poor. That's why the Bible said that we have to teach now the word of God. And this is the fire in our heart when we are talking about the name of Jesus. What do you feel in your heart? You have not been saved just to stay where you are, but you have been saved to save others. Someone who doesn't talk about Jesus is like, look like the one who was in the well. And they come to serve him, they put the robe there that he can climb and come out. When he climb, he come out. There are some people still inside the well, but he took the well, he put it in his pocket. It's possible that you can talk about Jesus if you have this anointing. Have to feel fire in your heart. Say that. But his word was in mine heart as a burning fire shot up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. You cannot stay. We can go back now to Luke 4:18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Do you know how many people they have broken hearted today? the anointing of God, if you have it, if you have received the word of God, we have to help people who are broken heart. So many people, they have so many situations. Family's problem. It can be at work. Nothing is working at work. Someone who wants to study, but sometimes he doesn't have even possibility to go to school. It's broken heart. Someone who is disappointed in some relationship, he's broken heart. But if the Holy Spirit can put some word in your mouth, that if you talk to someone who's broken heart, he gets peace in his life. Every Christian can do it. It's not the work only for the pastor or prophet or somebody. As I said, today Holy Spirit is for everyone. You can say something to your brother. You have to feel in your heart that this anointing sends you to help somebody, to tell them something, to heal these people who have broken heart. It can be the problem of death. Someone have lost his brother, his mother, some relatives, but you can help him. So he said that to heal the broken heart. The broken heart is not a problem of the doctor of this earth or in the hospital. You have to go to the hospital. No. There are some people who are broken today. They're broken hearts. It can be someone who has some bill and he doesn't know how to pay it. Someone who made a mistake, he took some money from bank and he cannot return it back. And he's broken inside him. You know, he said that, God, what should I do now? Thank God, because in our church here, sometimes we help people have some problem and we have the program to help them, even those ones who are not coming here. This is what the church have to do. And we can do it individually in our life. And this is second thing. He had sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives. You know, when you are talking about captives, it's not you go to the prison and you start now to talk to them to preach. No, no, no. There are some spiritual captives between us. Some people have some kind of bondage. Some kind of slavery. They are in chain. Someone is in chain of drugs, for example, he's captive. He's addicted, he's captive. The Holy Spirit have to help us to set them free. They need deliverance. But sometimes we say that, no, it's normal. It's normal. This is what he used to say. If you see someone who is going to the wrong way direction, as a Christian, if we have anointing, we have to help the person. It can be in many ways for so many people who are doing bad things. And we say that not is normal. Some people, they are captive from the devil. If you read in the book of Luke 13, you'll find there one woman who was have got a problem. She was sick. And for a long time, I don't know how many years he's writing there, this woman was walking like that. His back have got problem. And when Jesus came there, it was Sabbath day, and he talked to that woman that they have to stretch her back. And people was there said that, how you can heal someone in Sabbath day? And Jesus looked at them and said that, why I cannot do this work for this child of God who was under the power of Satan for a long time? She was under the power of Satan, and she needed deliverance. There are so many people, they are under the power of the devil, and they need deliverance. They are captive. And you, if you have this anointing, it's possible for you to declare something, and your word will happen. I was thinking that you'll say amen. It's possible. Say that this is the third thing, deliverance to the captives, and the recovering of sight to the blind. You know that there are so many people there. When they are talking about recovering of sight to the blind, it's possible for optical eyes, and it's possible as well for spiritual eyes to see what happened in spiritual realms. You can see. It's possible to see what happened in spiritual realms. It's possible. Jesus did it for so many people, so many blind who came to him. This is optical. But in spiritual, it can happen. Someone, you think that everyone can see, but there are some people who don't see in spiritual. But God can give you a revelation. I remember one place in the Bible. It has to be in 2 Kings. And it should be chapter 7. I think chapter 7 and verse it can be 16. I don't know if John can put it there. What happened there? And we'll come back again here. Second thing. Oh no. Second King. Where the Elisha prayed that they can open the eyes of his servant. Oh my God. 2 Kings. 6 and verse 17. Yeah, yeah. 6 to 17. 2 Kings 6. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horse and chariot of fire round. Last time I was praying with my daughter Karen, and as I was explaining her something, I just asked her, do you want me to pray now that God open your eyes that you can see how there is a big army around us? And she said to me that, yes, I want to see. And I just go again in the scripture. She doesn't need to see something. You don't you need to see everything. But for special occasion in your life, God can open your eyes that you can see what happened around you. And that's all I told her, that happy is those one who believe. Believe, and you have not seen yet. Believe. That is possible. We go return back. You see, that's spiritual. To see that in spiritual, you can open our eyes. There was a friend about the army, but God opened the eyes of a young man who was with servant of God, and he saw that there was a big army around them, chariots with fire. And everywhere you are, you have to say that God opened my eyes that I can see. Spiritual eyes. We go back to Luke 4:18. Yeah, we said that the fourth one is and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Thank God. So, to set us free, that one who has bruised. You are struggling in your life, you are bruised in your life. But it's possible to set some people free if you are filled with Holy Spirit anointing. Around you, do you see some people are bruised? Do you see them? This is what the anointing should do in our life. We have to set them free. How can we set them free? It's just through the name of Jesus. By the power of Holy Spirit. If you believe that Holy Spirit is with us, it's possible for us to walk with this anointing. And I think that I have now to end my message. I will finish by something I want to say. This anointing we need should be like a fresh oil in our life, like David asked to God. The fresh oil. So all the time we can ask to God, God, I need this fresh oil on me. If you are filled with the Holy Spirit, it will be possible to help others. It will be possible to work for God. That's why Jesus said that when he will come to you, he will comfort you. Excuse me, John, can you put verse 19? Because you have to say completely this message. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. The year acceptable. I would like to say that because you hear those things at the beginning of the year, this year is the acceptable year for your life. When they say that acceptable year, it's the year of favor. So something you need in your life this year, just believe that through the anointing, the presence of Jesus in your life, you'll get it in Jesus' name. Even if you feel like you are a very bad person, you are a sinner, no matter who you are, because I know that Jesus has given his life on the cross for you and I. But for me, I have to proclaim, I have to accept, this is acceptable year for my life. If you have anointing, you have to feel it. Job, he said that what you fear in your life is what will happen. But if you believe that this is what I want this year, this is acceptable year for everyone in this church. I will think that Mount Chapel can say amen. Amen. This is the year of favor for everyone. Favor. Maybe you cannot get something by your own, but this is acceptable year for everyone. For Mount Chapel members, this is acceptable year. You have to declare it in your life, to say it. This year is the year of favor for my life. the year of grace. And David said something when he's in trouble. He's talking about friendship. How to be in Psalm. You can read in our Psalm. We read first Psalm 92 and verse 10. For the anointing. This is what David needs, and we too have to ask it from God. We'll read to Psalm quickly, 90, verse 10. But my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. This is what David needs in his life, to be anointed with fresh oil, the fresh oil from the Lord. And read now in Psalm 16. We 16, 7 to 9. I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel, my hands also instructed me in the night season. The Comforter. I will pray the Lord, he will send to you another Comforter. The Comforter, it means counselor. This is what I said, that I will come back there. And I have to say it quickly because the preaching about Holy Spirit, it can take us maybe so many weeks here. I just want to say that the Comforter, as you said in book of Luke 14, verse 16, is a counselor, is a helper, he is intercessor, he is advocate, he is strengthener, he is stand by. Six things you have to put in our mind. He is a counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, stand by. And now we can read what is written there, and we stop there. Psalm 16, and we go to verse. Say that, I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Just, God is there. He's your comforter. He has to help you. The Comforter is not someone who is coming to say, no, no, everything will be all right. No, no, it's not in that way. The Comforter is someone who is proactive in your life. He's there all the time. This is what the psalmist is talking here. I have set the Lord always before me. He's there, your Comforter, because he's at my right hand, I shall not be moved. And verse 9. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiced. My flesh also shall rest in hope. Three things. When the Holy Spirit is within us, our heart should be glad. The joy of Holy Spirit. I don't talk about the fruit of Holy Spirit, but here they are talking about it. My heart is glad, and my glory, rejoice, my flesh also shall rest in hope. Do you have some problem in your body? Do you have some sickness? Today, I just want to tell you that your body shall now rest. God has to give you peace. Sometimes you see some people, they don't smile in their life. You know, when we were children, I don't know if they are doing it here in Europe, sometimes it was touching a small child, you can touch him like that, touch him like that. Tickly, they call it tickly. I learned something, tickly. If you just touch him like that, tickly, he can laugh. He never stops. But some people, even you do them tickly. Oh, if you are filled with, you are full with Holy Spirit, with anointing, you will feel just tickly. You are expecting something, you didn't receive it yet, but you look like someone who have it in your hand. This is what Jesus said to his people. He said that if you receive, believe that, if you ask something, believe that you receive, and then you will get it. First you believe that I receive. This is something like magic in the word of God. You ask something, you don't have it, but you believe that you have it already. You see the difference between Christianity and people who are in other religion. We as a Christian, I believe to something, I didn't receive it, but I believe I have it. So, feel now where you are. You had to be in this joy form, the Holy Spirit. I think that you can stand up now and pray. If the Spirit of God is upon you and is in you, you can smile. Just look at the situation you are going through now. Just smile because God is with you. Smile. Say that, no, this is a small problem for me. God will do something. God is with you. If you have some bill, you don't know how to pay them, just smile where you are. Yes. This sickness is disturbing you all the time. And sometimes you said that this is genetic. It's coming from my parents. Today, just smile where you are. Feel now the presence of Holy Spirit in you. And smile. Say that, no, I know that Jesus gave his life on the cross for me. It's possible for you to get what you need. Just smile. We'll now raise our voice and pray. Pray where you are. I would like to hear the voice of someone praying now. Pray now with all your heart to say something. Prayer is to talk to God. Say something to your God now. About this situation you are going through, say something. About your family, say, God, I need now to be glad. I need now my body to rest. This sickness have to stop in my life. It's possible. Just believe now. Even if you don't see it, but believe that you have got everything you need. Believe at this moment. Hallelujah. 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 God bless your children right now. Because of this anointing, everyone have to know that, Lord, you are with him. Father, we thank you for everything you are doing in our families. Bless us. Bless our future.